This is Method Man of the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chillin', Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
I'm David Jacoby. He is Jalen Rose. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What do we do? We give the people what they want. Well, the people have taken to the streets this weekend in the wake of the death of George Floyd while under custody of the police in Minneapolis. There's been riots. There's been protests. There's been unrest all across the nation. And we've heard a lot of voices over the past few days to come out and speak. But Jalen, one of the most powerful voices that we have heard is yours. And that was on Friday from Get Up. So I wanted to start our show with those sentiments from you from last Friday.
I wish America loved black people as much as they love black culture. There are so many times that it gets cherry picked and it gets piggybacked, but only when it's convenient. And sometimes it happens in entertainment and athletics. We're not here designed only to entertain. We're actually living and breathing human beings that have a multitude of intelligence, work ethic, discipline, and talent. We've overcome a lot just like so many other races. This didn't just start happening. You can Google. We've been sprayed with water hoses. We've been attacked by dogs. We've overcome it. I'm old enough to remember I Have a Dream, Fight the Power, Screw the Police. Now it's I Can't Breathe.
Since you made those statements, Jalen, we have seen some of that stuff actually come to fruition over the weekend. How do you feel now on this Monday?
I feel like I feel torn in a lot of ways. But one of the main things that I said is we need our counterparts that don't look like us to give their opinion and influence on the transgressions that have taken place over the last week. So as my brother from another mother, I would be curious to see actually how do you feel?
It's been a long weekend and it's been a lot of soul searching. And being a white person on this program, I think it's important that I address the people that don't like look like you and that look more like me, the white people that are part of this, because it's been very difficult. You know, on May 25th, we saw the release of the video of George Floyd. And to watch a police officer put his knee on his neck and to listen to the pleas of George Floyd underneath that knee was disgusting. It was depressing. It was saddening. It was heart-wrenching, and it was absolutely uncomfortable. And what that led to is a passion that sort of ignited inside of us, a passion to take action, to fix this, to fight against injustice, to fight for equality, to take to the streets, to donate, to text, to post. And it actually made me think of something. It made me do an exercise. That was May 25th that we were so enraged. But how did you feel on May 24th? That's my question to all the white people watching and listening. How did you feel on May 24th? On May 24th, you were still against oppression. You were still against inequality. You still fought for social justice, but the passion was different. The level of engagement was different. And that's one thing that concerns me, because the fires will go out in the streets. The protests will subside. Eventually, things on your timeline on social media will return to whatever normal is for you. But my concern is the one thing that we've seen in the past is the support from people, especially white people, it wavers as every one of these videos gets released. It goes up in the protest and then it goes down. And one thing that does not waver is the oppression. One thing that does not waver is the police brutality. And that's sort of the thing that I've challenged myself to do, is because there's something about white people. On May 24th, we were comfortable. And then on May 25th, we were uncomfortable. And comfortable is something that black and brown people have never, ever felt on this continent. So as long as someone is uncomfortable, we should be uncomfortable. And I challenge myself and I challenge all of my white brothers and sisters to be as strong and to be unwavering and to know that this, you cannot fix generations of oppression with a week of protest. And you cannot fix centuries of oppression with a social media post. This is going to be a lifelong commitment. Like they say, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. This is not a sprint, not a marathon. It's a lifelong commitment, not just for you, but for your children and for your nieces and nephews. Something that we need to do, something I challenge myself and all of my white brothers and sisters to do, is to, as they say, keep this energy, keep this rage, keep this action, keep this passion even after this so-called dies down. What do you feel about that?
I appreciate your honesty, you being genuine. And beyond this show, you see so many duos in entertainment like, oh, yes, this is why I love you. But for those that know us almost a decade, we're family. And as I hear your beautiful kids in the background, it reminded me of something, that we now live in a country that the people that we're married to, we would not have been able to marry in this country in the 50s and the 60s. Just think about that for a second.
And both Jalen and I are interracial relationships.
And for those that don't condemn or don't denounce bigotry, that makes you complicit in a lot of ways. And what you said is strong, because white silence equals violence. And so for you to take your platform and your opportunity to say what you said, it does mean a lot. And it will gain strength for so many people that I saw that was not a black or a brown person standing locked arms, protesting peacefully, letting their voices be heard. Sometimes anger spilled into the streets, but there seems to be a concerted effort that we're doing this together. And this is something that white supremacists do not like. They don't like you and I being on the same page about finding a way to eradicate racism, to eradicate racism in our society.
Absolutely. And joining those protests were figures from the sports world. Jaylen Brown drove 15 hours down to Atlanta to join a protest. And Enes Kanter was involved in a protest. And our colleague and friend Steven Jackson held a press conference. And Malcolm Brogdon was also in the streets. And that's just a few of the highlights of the many professional athletes that joined to lock arms to fight against social injustice. Jaylen, what does that tell you about the world of sports involvement?
Three of my favorite people, coincidentally, shout to Stack Jack, who the term twin applies with George Floyd. When I saw his picture, they do look alike. He's doing an amazing job uplifting the legacy of his brother. Shout to Jaylen Brown, drove 15 hours, as you mentioned, to be in Georgia, to initiate his own protest, Jacoby, at 23 years of age. And I have a nickname for the final guy I'm about to mention. You remember my nickname for Malcolm Brogdon that I've given him maybe like a year and a half, 2 years ago? You remember what it is?
I don't listen to you when you talk.
Because I always recognize that trait in him. And so for them to be so very selfless, intelligent, fingers on the pulse, to try to do what they can to help make a difference made me so very proud to see how they represented themselves and their families.
And there's one thing that I also wanted to point out about the video from this particular incident that I find very important is, of the officers that were involved in this incident, only one was charged with a crime. The other three have not been charged with a crime. And while we fight for social injustice in such a broad sense, right, we fight against that. In this case, with these protests, one thing that we need to see is justice in this particular incident. Only one of these officers were charged when three officers were active and or standing by and doing absolutely nothing. That's something that we need right now in terms of these protests.
And this is where you upset the public, because like I've said in the past, a couple of greatest civil rights leaders of all time were Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. And we've had so many people between that period of time until now to be freedom fighters for black and brown people. But the biggest game changer has been cameras and cell phones. These scenarios have been taking place, but now these revolutions are televised. So now they look a lot different. They're in our living room. And what are we going to do about these criminals with badges? And I don't want to hear some bad apples. We've been talking about this topic for so very long. I can't breathe. Heads up, don't shoot. No justice, no peace. I could go back to the 1800s and tell you things that we were saying to stop being bullied, beaten, killed, and dismantled by the police. And so I just appreciate now that it's become mainstream, that we could talk about it on this platform. And hopefully, as you alluded to, get closer to justice. It wasn't just one guy. It was multiple people. One person did the physical act. But when you physically see the initial part of the footage, all of them at some point, at least three of them, had their knees on the ground apprehending a gentleman that was handcuffed already. And so the one guy that's standing next to the cop and just looking in the sky like, ho-hum, no big deal. This is what we do. And while another gentleman has his knee to his neck, to the neck, and killing somebody, and got his hands in his pocket, like it's no big deal, and his shades on his head, Jacoby, like it's just another day. And let me give some information to those that don't know and haven't been following as intimately as I have. They worked security at the same nightclub together at one point. Did you know that? Did you know that? And so based on that information, he could have A, easily known him, and B, could have had an issue with him that was premeditated. And he carried it out while he was wearing a uniform and a badge.
When we come back, we'll have more on this tragedy and how the sports world has reacted to it. Much more right after this in 2 minutes. Stay tuned.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Wendy's Breakfast. Get the Wendy's app today for a deal on your new favorite.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, sent a memo out that was obtained by Ramona Shelburne. And in that memo, he said that the league shares the outrage and that police brutality and racism cannot be ignored. My question for you is, it'll be a long time before we start seeing NBA basketball on the court again. How do you expect the athletes to express themselves, and how will they express themselves
informed,
between now and then?
On the front line, really disciplined, really diligent about bringing change, have their voices be heard, be physically on the ground. When you hear details like the knee to the neck was not in the police report, when you realize that the cop was charged with third degree and the other three are still free. When you see the autopsy that was released, and it's basically intimating that his health was the reason that he died, not because of the police brutality that he was subjected to that ultimately killed him, you're going to see people still stomping. And that's what it's going to be. And I got to say one other thing. I don't condone any rioting, any looting. But let me tell you the sick thinking behind it. The sick thinking behind it is like when prisoners set the yard on fire. They're thinking, we don't own this anyway. You're not listening to us. You're not giving us liberties. You're not giving us freedoms. If we could leave here, we would leave here. You looking at us like we're happy to be in the hood. When we get bread, we go into the suburbs. We're not happy to be in the hood. So since we don't own it and you're not listening to us, we might as well burn it down. Then you'll start to listen to us. That's the sick thinking that goes behind it.
We'll have a lot more perspective on this weekend and the death of George Floyd, with much more coming right after this. Stay tuned. It's only 2 minutes.
Geico has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Wendy's Breakfast. Get the Wendy's app today for a deal on your new favorite.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, on a Monday after such a jarring weekend, it's difficult to be in this chair in front of a camera and a microphone, but it's also so great to be able to use this platform and our voices to say what we think is right. And I appreciate you for everything that you've done on Friday and over the weekend and joining me on this program. And how do we move forward with this program and with this society and with sports and the protests?
So the main part of moving forward is telling yourself, what can I do to help the situation? It's not just about words. It's not just about conversation. It's about action. What can you do in your life, in your position, to help create a positive change?
Thank you so much, Jalen. Thank you so much for watching, Jalen Jacoby. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the podcast. We put that out every single day. Coming up next on ESPN is Dan Le Batard and his friends on Highly Questionable. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
You are far too kind.